You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena Suri, how are you today?
Morena Rachel, I'm pretty well, thanks. How are you going?
Good. What book are you bringing us this morning?
Today I'll be reviewing The Late Americans by Brandon Taylor, who's a man booker who was shortlisted for the Man Booker for his debut novel, Real Life, which, I mean, to put out a really critically acclaimed novel and then be shortlisted.
That's pretty
huge. First novel, totally.
Yeah.
And I think, I didn't actually read Real Life, but I think these two books are similar in that they're both campus novels. So I feel like, university life really hangs heavy in Brandon Taylor's mind. So it's told through the voice of seven people, seven writers who are in a master's writer's workshop. It kind of name drops a little bit. It feels like maybe it's Iowa Writers' Workshop. And you're introduced to this class through the eyes of Seamus, who's this young queer white poet who's extremely scathing of all of his classmates. He sees them as sort of self-obsessed millennial narcissists. he may or may not be wrong. Who knows?
You have to read the book to work that one out.
Oh, yeah. So Seamus is very working class. He works at a hospice kitchen while he's not writing. And I think Seamus's perspective is a super interesting one. You kind of get this really interesting tension between his real life working class life amongst these townies who are also working class, who the the sort of metaphorical questions of poetry aren't as important as the practical everyday how do I survive America. And you kind of see this conflict, I think, really in all seven characters. They have they're all sort of situated, I think, in a specific a specific class or a specific strata. So you have three black writers. One of them is middle class. Two of them are Russian. And then you also have a mixture of upper middle class white kids. But they all are contending with the meaninglessness of their work. Ooh. There's lots of questions. I would recommend probably reading them after, but Brandon Taylor did a really interesting essay on morality in fiction, and I think he sort of uses the novel really to tease out a lot of the ideas that he writes.
That's interesting. Yeah.
And so a lot of these, even though it does feel a lot of the sort of monologues of these characters feel maybe a little bit derivative at times, it also does actually introduce real questions that I think people ask about fiction, who can tell people stories. And Seamus in particular, he obviously holds a lot of privilege compared to some of these other authors, but he also is he's really vulnerable in a lot of ways. He's a victim of abuse. He also really indulges in quite intense violent sex, which may or may not be linked to his trauma, but it's sort of all of these tensions between all of the students, their political positions, they all sort of come to a really interesting end point. And I like that there's a little bit of moral grayness between them. They're all sort of condescending and misogynistic and mean in their own ways, but I think in all of the meanness, there's some really interesting points being made.
That sounds fascinating. I follow him on Twitter, and it's kind of cringe to be I follow the author on Twitter and he's crack up on there, but he is very funny, and I think that is does the book have that kind of humor in it as well?
I think there are some good moments of humor in there. I think what's maybe different is I think he is really funny on Twitter, and I think responding to stuff on Twitter sometimes a little bit funnier than like writing it in his dialogue.
Book. I get you.
Yeah. But I still think it's a really interesting, fun take on a campus novel. It probably is very true to like a lot of the conversations that they have in class about, you know, weaponizing your victimhood and stuff.
All that.
I think I would really want to go back and read Real Life to see how that tackles campus life a little bit differently.
Ooh, okay, very, very intriguing. I'm definitely keen to read this one. Remind us of the name and the author.
It's Late Americans by Brandon Taylor.
And where can we get it from?
Oh, thanks. We can get it from all good bookstores, including the best bookstore, Time Out.
Thank you so much, Siri. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
That was Loose Reads.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.